Hey, Jason, you still around?
Yeah, sorry, my radio's trying to hop between Gilbert and Phoenix. I don't know what I got going on there, but yeah, what do you got?
They've installed those for you, correct, in your 5700, 5800 decks?
No, I did it on my bench.
Oh, okay. That's why he didn't have a memory of doing it. I'm like, yeah, you installed them for my buddy. And he's like, I don't remember that. I'm like, oh, you're probably like me where your memory is, you know. So I feel bad. Now I owe him an apology. Maybe a beer.
Yeah, well, I guess. No, when I ordered that stuff from to get those decks, I ordered it with it so that I would have it. And then I finally got around to putting it in.
Oh, I gotcha. How hard was it?
It's easy to do. It's actually really simple. It's just you need the pin tool so you can pin out, and that was my hang-up.
And I don't have that, so I'll just go ahead and continue and let Dave do it and pay them to do it. And shoot, maybe he'd appreciate getting into one of those and figuring it out, because he'll probably run into it in the future again.
Yeah, no, it's super easy. He actually redid my attempt at pinning it out, but he did a good job. I really like his work, and this radio performs stellar.
Yeah, Dave's fantastic. Never a complaint about Dave. He's probably going to look at me sideways like, well, why didn't you buy those from us? But, I think the explanation for that is pretty clear.
Well, I'll help you with that, because I've tried to buy everything through them, and they just aren't, it's not their wheelhouse. It's, I guess if they were doing 20 of them, they'd probably get that done real Johnny, but the single stuff's kind of hard for them.
Yeah, you nailed it perfectly there. They're used to doing fleets and ongoing leases and things like that, but they're not just a retail shop.
Yeah, and you can hop on Facebook and in that group, and the next day you can have a license. It's just really easy to, and I've tried to funnel them either way, so that's why I took the install down there, because they definitely help us.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I gave, I was going to get Dave a TK-890, and it just didn't work out. I couldn't get the power up, so I showed him an eBay auction, and he bought it. So I programmed it for him the other day, but it's not quite right with the speaker pinout as well, so it's a bit silky too, I think. So while I'm there, I'll have to check on that for Dave if he hasn't already.
Yeah, I heard him talking to Roger about that earlier, so it'd be good if we could catch it while we're there.
Yeah, for sure. And I've got I've got several. A TK-730, it's the old wideband only 100-watt VHF. And I'm just going to give him one of those, see if he wants to invest in getting the mic and the power cable and making it work. He's going to need another speaker and a plug and all of that.
Yeah, those things are like a tank. It should work good for him if he wants it.
The funny thing is, you and I both have probably used all those radios I've got in my garage. They came out of all the old Rural Metro engines.
Yeah, that's small circle, right?
Yeah, it was kind of funny. It's been a couple of years now, but Stevie got a hold of me, and he's like, hey, I hear you're doing radio stuff. You want these?
Okay, mister. I'll meet you there. I got to hop out for a second and take care of something, and then I'll see you soon.
No problem, man. I'm just merging on the freeway now. WRTD 602.
WRKJ 318.